We've changed the configuration of our seating. We've changed the configuration of our lines to be able to get people through quicker. We've done some back-of-the-house refinement, but honestly, about 85% of what we opened with is still in place. So we're fortunate from that standpoint.
On your sign out front, it doesn't say we're a pizza joint. What does it say?
It's Crushed Red Urban Bake and Chop Shop. So the Urban Bake kind of gets you pointed in the pizza direction, and Chop Shop is like, what? But it's chop salads. So we're first and foremost a salad concept that plays very nicely in the pizza arena.
Now, you're a longtime restaurateur and consultant. What does the word urban mean to consumers generally?
We try to play a little left of center. We try to do things a little differently than everybody else. And with the word urban, it conjures up this image as, I don't want to say grunge, but a little bit more alternative, a little different in how you approach life and business. And that's who we are.
You have the Clayton store that opened in 2012. Kirkwood was last year, or?
It was 2013, two years old.
Okay, and now you've just opened here in Creve-Coeur. You've taken it slowly so far, but you're about to pick up the pace.
We're getting a little traction nationally. We've got 6 going in Denver. First one opens next month. The second one opens out there in October. We just signed a franchise agreement to do Columbia, Missouri, O'Fallon, and Kansas City. And we're very close on Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So somebody who's never walked into a Crushed Red Urban Bake Shop. Bake and Chop Shop.
Come on, I'll
yes,
get it right.
Okay. Kind of explain the process.
It is the what they call walk the line style of ordering, where you will walk in and you will order your first item, which would be a pizza. And that pizza, which fires to the pizza station, once it's stretched and goes into our ovens that we manufacture, it's baked in 90 seconds. So, but you don't think about that. The order goes, and we say if you want to have a salad, we move you down in front of our choppers who are all stationed there, and then you place your order directly with the chopper, and you customize your salad. All the dressings are organic. All the dressings are gluten-free, and you can say, I want more of this, I want less of that. We'll chop it to order, and we'll put it right in your hand. Then you move down to the cashier, get a beverage and pay, and head to your table. You sit down, you'll get a couple bites out of your salad, and by that time, boom, your pizza shows up. That's in perfect world, which is about 90% of the time.
Now, typically, do folks order a pizza and a salad, or maybe two people order a pizza and split a salad, or what?
Typically, they'll each order a small salad and split a pizza.
Gotcha.
It's 2-to-1 salads over pizza, which is good. Salads are the point of differentiation for us. We play very nicely in that pizza world, but, oh, by the way, we've got some really cool salads.
And there's a little showbiz involved in the salad creation.
Yes, exactly. And we want to have choppers that have personalities, and these guys are like lightning fast. I mean, it's a show watching them. So, it's a little sizzle with the flair.
Okay, I don't want you to run through your resume, but if you would mention a few of the St. Louis restaurants, past and present, that you've been involved in your lengthy career.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I ran all the Casa Gallardo's in St. Louis for a length of time, went out on my own, developed a concept called Crazy Fish.
Mm-hmm. I ate there.
Thank you.
It was good.
We did. We're a little ahead of our time. We did 3 Crazy Fish restaurants. I developed the concept for Triumph Grill, for Sage and Soulard, for Coda Woodfire Grill. I'm involved with Chandler Hill, Edgewild. But, you know, my heart is obviously with Crushed Red, so that's the cornerstone of what we're doing.